From Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
Are you saving for retirement? Maybe you're saving for your kids' college fund. Are you a so-called long-term investor? If you are, we'll get some insights on what you should be watching these days.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. You have a lot to watch these days. The U.S. economy, we are getting some fresh earnings reports. You have the Republicans convening in Cleveland and Donald Trump about to become the official Republican standard bearer. But does any of that really matter for the long-term investor? Let's bring in John Manley. He's chief equity strategist for Wells Fargo Funds. So, John, what's your sense right now? If I'm a long-term investor, what am I watching, if anything, right now?
I think you're watching the fact that the biggest surprise would be if the market just kept edging higher. There are a lot of people who are very concerned, but I look at things like valuations, which are neutral. I look at the Fed, who are going to be very accommodative. And I look at earnings, and I get a sense that things are really beginning to lift off here.
When I look at the major averages, I see a lot of green. When is the green going to eventually start turning to more red?
It'll happen from time to time, but it depends how red you want to look for. I think essentially what happens is until we see a reason, until something comes out of the blue that surprises us, I think we're going to see more green. I think that basically the surprises will come to the upside, not the downside, and they'll come through earnings.
We managed to shake off the Brexit scare, it seems. Is that a fair characterization?
I think so. I mean, it may come back to scare us a little bit more, but it's only about the 10th mini panic we've gone through in the last 3 or 4 years. We were worried about China. We were worried about oil. We were worried about Greece, worried about Ireland, worried about so many, worried about Ebola, for heaven's sake. All these things we worried about, eventually the market got a zero in on them, and it basically pushed them aside and went back to the fact that there's still pretty decent value out there, and the earnings probably are getting better.
I could put people to sleep reading the list of companies reporting earnings this week, and just a few of them. You have everyone from Johnson & Johnson to Lockheed Martin. You have Goldman Sachs out there, and on and on and on, American Express, eBay. If people are starting to doze off, I will stop. So what is your expectation for earnings as we try to shake off what appears to be a pretty significant earnings slump for the last few quarters?
It really has been a bit of a slump. I think this quarter we come close to break even. I'm not sure which side we end up on. But I think more importantly, we'll get a sense that going forward, the comparisons are going to be positive. That things are probably as bad as they're going to get. And that really wasn't all that bad. And to me, that's what's important. The market takes a look at earnings, gets a sense that they get no worse, and then is perfectly willing to look on down the road.
So what should long-term investors look at for this earnings season, or should they even care?
Well, they should get a sense of what they're saying about the future. When the companies report, sure, they miss or they beat by a little bit, but the real issue is what they say about what's going to happen in the next couple of quarters. And it's my suspicion that what we'll hear is that things are getting better. The American consumer is coming back, and once the American consumer comes back, that sort of triggers the whole economic cycle into an upturn.
You know, I like to, when I focus on something, write it down on a post-it note and put it right on my computer screen. Do you have anything written down on a post-it note or tucked away in your mind for this earnings season?
I guess watch the surprises and watch the predictions. I tend to think that we'll get more positive than negative surprises. That's not actually unusual, but I tend to think this may be a little bit better than most quarters. And also, I tend to think that we'll get guidance that causes people to raise numbers, not lower them for the future.
You know, on the political front, I have enjoyed for many years watching politics, and yes, occasionally I will watch C-SPAN. So what should an investor think about as the Republicans hold their convention, as we get closer and closer to Election Day? Could this presidential election campaign season, which has been really unpredictable so far, be even more unpredictable as we head toward November?
some very smart people have told me over the years that you really can't call an election until at the most a month before it actually happens. Too many things can happen between then and now. So I think you have to keep an open mind. But we also have to remember that it's not just the president. It's the House. It's the Senate. And the odds are I think we'll end up with something of a split here. I don't think we'll get a strong direction one way or the other. And actually, as far as the market is concerned, if we don't get one way or the other, the market can sort of find its own way. The economy can find its own way.
So if I'm a long-term investor and I'm listening to all the speeches coming out of Cleveland this week and then Philadelphia next week, should I even pay attention?
You should pay attention, but always take everything with a grain of salt. This is America. We're a wonderful republic. It's the worst form of government except for all the others. But eventually the economy will out. Money will find its own level.
And what other last piece of advice do you have for a long-term investor right now?
Well, if you're a long-term investor, you've already followed my advice. You're patient. You're willing to look at things that are out of whack and take advantage of that. Don't try and predict the future 5 or 6 years out, but be aware of the system we have. Be aware of values when they present themselves, and be aware that some companies are actually better than others, and some managers are better than others.
He's John Manley, Chief Equity Strategist at Wells Fargo Funds. He joins us from time to time to offer some insights. John, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
John Manley, just one of the many money mavens who joins us here to talk about the big issues affecting investors today. This has been Your Money Matters. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
Share our shows with your friends. Like us at facebook.com/WSJ Podcasts.